Apples. My birthday is October the 10th. I like my birthday, 10:10. It would have been great if I'd been born at exactly 10:10 in the morning or at night. But I wasn't. I was born just after midnight, but I still think my birthday is cool. 10th of the 10th. I usually have a little party at home, but this year I asked Mum if I could have a big bowling party. Mum was surprised, but happy. She asked me who I wanted to ask from my class, and I said everyone in my homeroom, plus Summer. "That's a lot of kids, Augie," said Mum. "I have to invite everyone because I don't want anyone to get their feelings hurt if they find out other people are invited and they aren't, okay?" "Okay," Mum agreed, "but you even want to invite the what's the deal kid?" "Yeah, you can invite Julian," I answered. "Geez, Mum, you should forget about that already." "I know, you're right." A couple of weeks later, I asked Mum who was coming to my party, and she said, "Jack Will, Summer, Reed Kingsley, both Maxes, and a couple of other kids said they were going to try to be there." "Like who?" "Charlotte's mum said Charlotte had a dance recital earlier in the day, but she was going to try to come to your party if time allowed. And Tristan's mum said he might come after his soccer game." "So that's it," I said. "That's like 5 people." "That's more than 5 people, Augie. I think a lot of people just had plans already," Mum answered. We were in the kitchen. She was cutting one of the apples we'd just gotten at the farmer's market into teensy-weensy bites so I could eat it. "What kind of plans?" I asked. "I don't know, Augie. We sent out the evites kind of late." "Like, what did they tell you, though? What reasons did they give?" "Everyone gave different reasons, Augie." She sounded a bit impatient. "Really, sweetie, it shouldn't matter what their reasons were. People had plans, that's all." "What did Julian give as his reason?" I asked. "You know," said Mum, "his mum was the only person who didn't RSVP at all." She looked at me. "I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree." I laughed because I thought she was making a joke, but then I realised she wasn't. "What does that mean?" I asked. "Never mind. Now go wash your hands so you can eat." My birthday party turned out to be much smaller than I thought it would be, but it was still great. Jack, Summer, Reed, Tristan, and both Maxes came from school, and Christopher came too, all the way from Bridgeport with his parents, and Uncle Ben came, and Aunt Kate and Uncle Poe drove in from Boston, though Tata and Papa were in Florida for the winter. It was fun because all the grown-ups ended up bowling in the lane next to ours, so it really felt like there were a lot of people there to celebrate my birthday.